Wireless Communication, the internet radio station. My name is Jean-Paul Linnartz. I got an email from Nandana Rajathiva. He is assistant professor in telecommunications in the Asian Institute of Technology in Thailand. He has been following some of my work related to multi-carrier CDMA, and he is interested in the simulation of a multi-user, multi-carrier CDMA system using 16, 64 or 256 QAM and an FFT operation to do the associated OFDM transmission of that CDMA signal. One of his objectives is to investigate the PAPR, the peak to average power ratio, a problem which is very well known for OFDM type of transmissions. What he does is he first takes the user data, modulates them to QAM, and then passes them through an IFFT followed by the digital to analog conversion. The main question is where the signals from the different users are added at the transmitter. Can it be done after the IFFT, but still in the discrete domain? And where is the user spreading be done? Well, Nandana, first of all, I have to remark that there are various slightly different schemes of multi-carrier CDMA, but CDMA OFDM type of systems. And the scheme that I'm most in favor of, and the one in fact that I proposed in 1993, is one where you first spread the signal. Let's say you take a user bit and make n different copies of them and multiply them by a chip by plus or minus one, and then you feed each of these n signals to one of the inputs of an FFT. So basically by spreading you define which of the signals you send to the inputs of the FFT, or in other words each of these signals you send to a separate subcarrier. Well, if you have a multi-user signal, I would take the multi-user signals, spread them, then combine the different signals from the different users, and then do a single IFFT for the multi-user signal. So we intentionally first spread and then do the FFT transmission. That is, we transmit every chip of the CDMA signal on a separate subcarrier, and in my opinion that has a lot of advantages if the channel is dispersive. By the way, a schematic diagram of this is either at my website at www.eecs.berkeley.edu/Linnartz, and Linnartz is spelled LINNARTZ. And of course you can find references to these web pages on the web page of this internet radio station. That's at wireless.per.nl.